The heightened security since September 11th has led to the detention and deportation of thousands of Muslim immigrants. They're not charged with terrorism, but with violations of federal immigration law. Most of these cases draw little attention, but in Hudson, New York, activists have organized to free a local pizza delivery man who's been detained for 18 months. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Mid-afternoon, Peter Jung stands at the window of his apartment. There's a stunning view of the Hudson River and the Catskill Mountains. In October of 2001, just weeks after the terror attacks, Jung stood here with Ansar Mahmood, a Pakistani immigrant who'd come to deliver a Domino's pizza.
It was after dark, and he made some remark about the view, and I said, yeah, you ought to come back someday on a nice afternoon and check it out. I didn't expect anything to come of it.
Ansar Mahmood went back 2 days later, and he brought his camera. Jung wasn't home, so the 24-year-old man walked up the hill to an overlook next to the town's reservoir. A nervous utility worker called the police, and soon Mahmood was being interrogated by the FBI.
And then they start questioning about 9/11 and different stuff. Why you take picture, this and that. And after that, they say, we want to search your apartment and your cars.
Investigators quickly learned that Mahmood had no connection with terrorists. He was making a photo album for his family in Pakistan. He was a legal immigrant with a visa and a green card and a steady job. But agents did find an apartment lease and a car registration, which Mahmood had co-signed with two other Pakistanis whose visas had expired. Mahmood's supporters described these as minor infractions, but the government accused him of harboring illegal aliens, an aggravated felony. On the advice of a public defender, he pleaded guilty, expecting to pay a fine and serve probation. Instead, immigration officials informed him that he would be deported. Mahmood was devastated.
I don't want to go back. I have three younger sisters. Every month I send him like 500, sometimes 600. Their standard of living, everything going to stop.
Mahmood appealed his deportation, and for 18 months he's been held in a federal detention facility near Buffalo. According to the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. government is preparing to deport more than 13,000 Muslim men identified since the September 11 terror attacks. None have been accused of terrorist activities. They're being deported for immigration violations discovered during the post-9/11 investigation. What's different about Ansar Mahmood is that some locals here in Hudson have made him into a cause. On a Sunday evening, 40 people gather in the basement of the Presbyterian Church. There's a plate of cookies, juice in paper cups, and buttons that say Free Ansar Mahmood. Christina Malisoff is an activist with the local Green Party.
We haven't much that we can do legally, but what we can do is maybe move things politically and through the media. And so
many of these people, like Joanne Lepore and Donna Barrett, say they've come because they worry about their own civil liberties.
To me, the key thing is going to be to get people to care. If you don't make the connection between his case, what's happening to all of us with the Patriot Act, it's not going to fly.
That's the real threat, is that you may be next, and no one's going to speak up for you.
In fact, Mahmood's detention has nothing to do with the Patriot Act. Immigration laws were stiffened in 1996, well before the terror attacks. Still, many in Hudson are convinced that those laws are now being used selectively to target Muslims. 500 people have signed a petition demanding Mahmood's release. The local newspaper has published a series of editorials describing the case as a witch hunt. Bill Fallon is editor of the Hudson Register Star.
This was really easy to see that this fellow was railroaded because he is of Middle Eastern descent. The dragnet is out and it is picking up Middle Eastern people. And that's not right.
We would hope that they would understand that we are not doing business in that manner.
Amy Otten is a spokeswoman for the Bureau of Immigration, which is now a branch of the Department of Homeland Security.
The world changed on September 11th. It changed for all of us who live here in the United States. We cannot afford to have folks here who aren't supposed to be here, who are not here legally. And in cases like this where people have criminal convictions, the law says that they must be removed.
Mahmood's first appeal was rejected, and many of his supporters concede he will probably be sent back to Pakistan. With little hope of winning the case, some here see the fight as a political statement. For others, the sense of responsibility and even guilt are very personal. Looking out the window, Peter Jung shakes his head. still trying to understand the chain of events that began in his living room.
If ultimately he is deported, I'd like to think that we did everything we could to help him. He will live the rest of his life feeling a whole lot better about the situation, knowing that some Americans in the community here tried to help him.
Mahmoud's case is now being reviewed by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City. A final decision is expected in September. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.